Soccer blues.
Why is Perry so unhappy about soccer practice? Okay, everybody come over here and listen up. Coach Bold called across the circle. Friends kind of all sizes and shapes stopped what they were doing and walked or trot toward the coach. When the savers doesn't body boy and girl were in a run around him. The coach
continue.
I want all of you to practice dribbling on your own. For at least half an hour a day outside of practice. Okay? Okay, coach. Yeah, the circle. Everyone smiled. Coach always liked answer to him his question. Fast sit fight. Fast fight.
Satisfied.
Satisfied with the represent.
Respond.
Catch.
Coach.
Coach went on most of the passing we do in game. In when we only 10, maybe 20 years apart, we need to be able to deliver the ball within that
range
every time we pass. Coach
explain.
Now we're going to do a one-on-one passing exercise on one partner over here, the other there. He said pointing to one touch line and other invisible line about halfway across the
field.
What I want you to do is around the circle, head
nodded
as eager players listened to coach.
One head though
wasn't nodding. It was bothering Perry.
It was bobbing
Perry.
Perry, the full stop is Perry.
Perry was so tired and hungry that his knees felt shakily. He was sure he had dribbled
his
soccer ball 100 miles already. This afternoon, he felt as if one more passing exercise would
pretty much
finish him off. Somehow,
he stumbled
through his.
He was
pretty sure he did not impress. Coach.
Though.
When one of he passed went
wildly
across the field.
The field.
What the...
At
the end of practice, Perry flopped into the back seat of the car and buckled his seatbelt. He didn't even wait for his mom's usual question. Practice were awful, said Perry, without even opening his eyes. I don't ever want to go back.